This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donnie's biggest football story of the day is called the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donald?
I feel real dirty, Don, before you start. We are literally doing a preseason survivor pool during the breaks.
Yep.
The four of us.
He's giving it away.
Jack is even involved. Just disgusting behavior.
We are we're
16 teams
16
in.
Picks in. No one's taken the Steelers yet.
Yeah. Disgusting behavior.
To be the last man standing.
Well, it's just that how many of the teams do you get on your six that are still hanging in there? Anyway, Don, sorry about that.
The debrief, August 8, 2025. David Hale at ESPN, he ranked all 136 FBS teams in tiers. Okay. We probably won't be able to get to all 136, but we could find some of the highlights here. Tier 1A is just two teams.
I'm going to say Texas and Ohio State.
Yes.
Okay.
The two teams that are meeting in week one.
So Hail
to the Chiefs.
It's called Tier 1A.
Yes.
UT, OSU. Okay.
Tier 1B, the best of the rest. There are three teams.
I would guess Clemson's in there.
No.
I'm going to say Georgia, Penn State, and Oregon.
Pony is correct.
No, of course. He saw this.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
Okay.
Then there's tier two, which is just playoff expectations, 16.
That's got to be Clemson in there.
Clemson.
Notre Dame.
Playoff expectations.
And then no other team we care about here in Pittsburgh.
Hold on.
West Virginia.
Arizona State should be in there. ASU should be in there.
No ASU.
I'm shocked. Coming back with Levitt, still having their whole team other than Scadaboo back.
I'm going to say Boise State's in there.
No.
Should be. All right, give us the list.
Hold on, I want to guess like one more. I want to try to guess one more. Playoff aspirations? I don't know, there's probably going to be...
LSU.
How about Alabama?
LSU and Bama, both in there.
I was going to say, what are we doing?
And then the final two are Miami and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it starts to break out a little bit. Tier three is called Someone in the SEC Has to Lose Games. And there are six teams here.
Oklahoma. Texas A&M.
Yes, all three of those.
People of that.
Are they going with Florida because they got the quarterback?
Florida is in there.
Okay. Who else are we forgetting, Pony, from the SEC that's half decent?
I'm like spacing out a little bit because I'm thinking about how many more tiers we have to get to before Pitt and or West Virginia get named.
So far, we've named roughly 20 teams almost, I would say, 15 to 20. I think we, depending on how David Hale has this broken out, and he is the ACC guy for ESPN.
He was.
So he should be pretty keen on ACC teams. I bet you we got to get to at least two more tiers before we get to Pitts.
So South Carolina and Tennessee.
Oh, how could we forget our guy Lenora Sellers, Don?
Next.
Tier four is last year's playoff surprises. So the four ASU. Teams that... People didn't expect to get in there.
Indiana,
obviously.
Arizona State, Boise.
SMU. In there. Yeah. Tier 5 is labeled so hot right now. That's from the what's the modeling movie that like Will Ferrell and Ben
Zoolander.
Stiller did? Yeah, that's right.
He can't turn left.
Four teams in there that are getting a lot of preseason
buzz. How about James Madison? As crazy
I'm
as this
sorry.
Sounds.
Now that you said no. that, I can't stop thinking about Paige Sporanek, to be honest with you.
So hot right now?
Yeah.
And you just, well, you immediately
I mean, that's who
that.
I thought of. Is that bad?
No. I think it's just as an indication of preferences.
Jack, are you thumbs up or thumbs down on Paige Sporanek?
I mean, I don't know how you can necessarily be thumbs down.
Thank
but
you.
Like,
who here is thumbs down again? Is it Dom?
I think Dom.
Probably Dom.
I think Seth the Milf Hunter said the same thing.
That's I think because he's quote, waiting for Paige Sporanek to turn 60.
I think his quote was, not all she's cracked up to be.
Based on what? His innate firsthand knowledge? Yeah, I met her one time and talked to her for a half hour.
I don't
hour.
Know. He's probably like the dad in South Park over Tanner McKee right now. So can we give Seth the Milf Hunter a break, please?
The teams that fall in here, Illinois, Louisville, Texas Tech, and Utah.
Texas Tech has spent an ungodly amount of money to build that roster.
Yep.
It is one of the wildest things. Like, they've spent 20
they have
odd
a,
million
They have a
dollars.
Big rich guy. Pitt needs.
They have multiple big rich guys, but they have one guy who's a former lineman on their team who became an oil and gas magnet, and he has
That's
lined up
Pitt
a ton
needs.
Of people.
Pitt needs.
You don't need the big guy so much as you need the big guy who has like 10 other people who are willing who are less big
but
like
big,
willing to chip in
okay,
a lot
like,
of money.
I think Jeff Bezos went to New Mexico State. If he wanted to make New Mexico State the best team in college
Correct,
football, guess
could.
What? He could do
well,
it right now.
Now they've and capped if, it though at $20.5 million, that rev share stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
That decision got passed down. So Texas Tech did a bunch of this before that.
So they got grandfathered in, I guess,
Correct.
For now.
And you got to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Before you find the other two
Tony.
Local teams. But how about this? Syracuse comes in before Pitt or
in
West
what?
Virginia. Tier 8, regression to the mean.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. They're not winning 10 games again.
DPJ,
they
in honor
two
of...
two guys back on offense.
In honor of you saying like they need a super rich guy, DPJ on YouTube. Tepper needs to stop screwing around with the Panthers and start screwing around with the Panthers. Very good line. Very good work.
Now here's an interesting one. Potential sleepers. 7 teams in here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I feel like there is
I
where you're
Pitt's
gonna...
one of them and West Virginia is not.
Pitt is one and West Virginia is not.
Where are they putting a team like James Madison, which is a Fun Belt team?
So they were up there a little bit in like the group of six other top playoff
I was
going to
say, because I would pick James Madison over a lot of ACC teams on a new draft field.
I have noticed that there is, I can't believe I'm going to say this, a little bit of a buzz for Pitt.
Because
Holstein's back,
Kyle
Reed
Lewis,
is back.
Reed, yes, they have guys at important positions, certainly in college. Linebacker's like a big boy position still.
Yep.
He's an All-America. Reed is an All-America.
And the league stinks.
But
so
man,
once you get past Clemson, someone else has got to play in the ACC championship game.
Louisville, to me, and Miami are,
Yeah, but they're not mortal locks or anything. They're definitely better bets than Pitt, but Pitt is not so much worse than those teams that they couldn't beat them, per se.
I don't know, man. I guess
if Holstein's good, it changes everything.
It's very hard for me to look past the way that Holstein and Pitt, broadly speaking, finished that season. Like,
remember, we thought the offensive coordinator and the quarterback were going to leave for better gigs.
It would make so much more sense if they were a buzzworthy team, Don, if they had lost six games in a row to start the season and won seven in a row to finish it. Then you would understand, like, holy crap, all right, they started unimaginably poor and then just got on a heater. That would make sense.
On that note, too, just like Pitt at large, I do feel like one of the things Pat Narduzzi does do well, for the most part, I mean, he's certainly lost guys. Everybody has. It seems like he mostly keeps things together, which is pretty tough.
Yeah, they had Hazley for Colorado, but they've not had like a lot of huge players lately.
I mean,
transfer.
Reed staying after, I am willing to bet he got a lot of serious overtures, as a feather in Pat's cap.
Which one is West Virginia in? We have a coach people know, but our team blows.
So Pitt was in tier 11. You have to scroll down to tier 14.
Did he just stop trying to creatively name them? Oh, no.
No,
okay.
Titled Room for Improvement. And they are in a group that includes Arizona, Northwestern, Oklahoma State, UCF, and Wake Forest. There is WVU.
Do you know what's a pretty interesting thing is just the hard times Oklahoma State has fallen on?
Mike Gundy's still going strong with his mullet. They gave him an afro in the college football game.
This is not meant to be morbid. Did they start falling on harder times when T. Boone Pickens died?
I don't think that that's out of the question.
Like, it just can't be coincidental.
Have you guys played the college football video game this year?
Not yet.
I have once.
I didn't play the last one. I didn't play the last one either because I say I'm going to play all those games and then
I heard there's a glitch in the game where guys drop the ball all the time and it makes it almost unplayable.
They call it the Moncrief.
Have you heard that, Don?
I have not. I mean, I've just played it like at a buddy's house. I don't own the game.
I love it when we talk about like big booster money and then our guy Turd Sandwich parachutes in with Erie Cathedral Prep High School has a ton of money. Why? One of the alumni there works directly for Warren Buffett. And is just apparently put in money to build the football field, the event center, and a pool.
How about old Warren Buffett?
Still going strong, the Oracle of Omaha.
Another.
Wait, you didn't know that's what they call him?
Another
actual name.
Another investor is Harry Callis, who's purchased numerous vehicles and shared this story today on the morning show.
I killed my sister's bird.
Hold on, Jack.
We gotta get this thing plotted up, if you will. Let's
all
get
right,
that playing loud here.
I killed my sister's bird on accident when I was like six.
How?
I was squeezing it. I was holding it real tight.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like the dude in the Mice and Men.
Yes.
I was six.
Attend the rabbits, George.
I was 6 years old.
Attend the rabbits, George.
And I was squeezing it. I was like,
really? Attend the rabbits. Really?
I love the bird.
It's
beautiful bird. What kind of bird? Like a
parakeet.
Oh, my God.
Again, I was
you
six.
Squeezed it?
I was six. Okay, Lenny was not six.
Lenny?
Lenny was an adult in Of Mice and Men. I was six.
That's great book
to make by you.
Still not a great look.
Hilarious for
Lenny
everyone
had
the
mind
bird
of a six-year-old.
Exactly, that's the point. An adult having the mind of a six-year-old is different from a six-year-old having the mind of a six-year-old.
I have a question.
Yeah, but I mean, have some sense. I mean, Lenny. I mean, that
was six.
I mean, still, as a six-year-old.
I didn't know I was going to kill it.
I saw my five-year-old yesterday pick very delicately a caterpillar egg off of our milkweed in the backyard.
Oh,
and that,
God,
hopefully, caterpillar will grow to become a monarch butterfly one day.
I mean, that's the reason why I have like appreciation for like all creatures of life. Like, I don't kill flies.
Yeah. All creatures.
Oh, now he doesn't kill flies because of the trauma of squeezing a bird to death.
Pretty bird.
Lily.
So Lily died so all the flies could live. Net positive for the universe.
You're supposed to kill certain flies. So Harry Callis just lets yellow jackets fly around?
You could almost call Harry the Lord of the Flies.
So wait, the volume was very low at the beginning.
He killed his sister's pet bird.
Okay.
He squeezed it to death.
Like, what a traumatizing moment that must have been for his sister.
Apparently Harry didn't care.
Just watching your pet bird get killed
older
by
sister
your brother?
Or younger sister?
I don't know.
If it's older sister, I think she would beat his ass, you would think.
And I do think at 6 years old, you should know better.
Like, stop squeezing the bird.
I don't think saying I was only six is a good enough reason to explain away murdering a bird.
If Lennox had a bird in the house and started squeezing it really hard
and killed it,
I would be like, dude, you know better than that.
I think Lennox would probably be in therapy shortly thereafter,
yes,
right?
Lennox tries to play rough with Ace once in a while, and Ace is a pretty likes to play rough, but we have to just tell him, hey, back off. But like he understands that concept. If he just squeezed a bird till it stopped moving, I'd be like, buddy, I think we're gonna put you in the old psych ward and we might never see you again.
Donnie, you seem to not know what to say about this. You're very much
wait, one other sidebar. Doran always talks about like he's not like super big into like reading books or anything.
He said he's never read a book before,
but he knew everything about Of Mice and Men.
That's good. That is a good point. Well, there is a movie.
Yeah, but
I think they did two.
Well, he was mimicking stuff like he had seen the movie, but he certainly seemed to know all the plot points, man.
I feel like that has been a book for a while that they make you read.
I think Doran has read a book and thinks for some reason that if he says he's never read a book, it almost sounds cool. Like, when you're in grade school, you're like, oh, I don't do that. You losers do?
Yeah, I mean, in high school, you read that. You read Of Mice and Men. You read
Grapes
Lord
of
the
Wrath.
Flies.
Are you freaked out that Callus did this?
A
little bit.
Well, you know what you have to look out for? I mean, it's a good thing that Callus is now almost, you know, into his later 20s, and he seems to be a good citizen. People say the start of serial killers is messing with animals.
Yes, they say the signs
infatuation
if you see
by
dead,
killing animals,
killing and torturing
kill.
Animals. Yes, every one of those shows about Dahmer and all them, it's that they end up killing a cat and then they decide they like doing it. It's really freaky.
If I were running against him in that election that he lost, I would have 100% used this.
Can you imagine
him.
Somebody buying TV space and it's Callus with a bird superimposed?
Do you trust this guy?
I know.
Harry Callus, Nicholas Harry Callus squeezed a bird to death, and now Green Tree taxpayers, he wants to put the squeeze on you.
I just don't, I don't see how he could fall back on it was an innocent, childlike thing to do, to squeeze a living bird to death.
I'm with you. I really am.
Where's the cutoff age for that? 4? Where you think you should know better?
I still think that's old enough where kids should know better. Maybe 2 or 3?
No, I think 4 is still like in the gray area. Once you get past 4 and hit 5, you're like in kindergarten. You're learning stuff about
like,
the
world.
That's
a good point. If you're potty trained and you know where to take a crap, you should know enough to not kill a bird. I think that's my take on it.
Like Ace, if he did it, I'd be like, no, buddy. But I wouldn't think that Ace was headed down a dark path. But then again, Ace definitely already tries to like get Lennox in trouble for hitting him when I know for a fact Ace is the one instigating most of the action here.
I mean, it's definitely dark path behavior, and he volunteered it like it was no big deal. He said it, and it's like the record screeched on the show where those guys were both like, wait, you did what?
And yeah.
You killed a bird at 6
he
in
does
front
a
of
fan,
your sister?
He does a fan headline. Paul Skeens with 6 shutout innings. I killed my sister's bird in front of her by shaking it to death. Anyway, more fan headlines powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. All right. What are you guys talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.